Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Yeshiva Shmias Heschel Schutz for Rav Jonasson Ben Rav Mordechai Ephraim, Lebracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, and for Shendi Chana Bas Malka, and for Rivka Esther Bas Eliel Peretz, for Moshe Ben Peshadina, Deishalov Ziva Kogun B'Mehera. We're going to be basing this in the Sefer Tzvuni Sikah Siman Dalid, and the topic is a sukkah up until 20 Amos. And we know the opinion of Rava in the Gemara that it has to be a shear that's roi la'asos aroi, since up until 20 you could theoretically make the sukkah roi. Therefore, it's kosher only until 20 amos. Higher than 20, you have to make it keva. But even if you make it less than 20, you still can make the walls the mechitzas kvuos, because the shear of under 20 amos is roi la'asos aroi. It could theoretically be a sukkah aroi if it's under 20 amos. And Mimela, it doesn't matter what the walls are, as long as it's a shear that's roi la'asos aroi. Says Tosfos that even though you could explain the pasuk that it's talking about the dira, that's only roi for 7 days, l'mu'utei keva, it's excluding a sukkas keva, meaning that you can't have mechitzas kvuos. Nevertheless, mashma le'kra, dasa l'shiura, no, it's mashma. To the Gemara, to Rava, that the pasuk is coming to tell us the shear of the sukkah, lo rie lach midas gova, to tell you the height of the sukkah. In other words, it has to be a sukkah that's that height that can be made a roi until 20 amos. But the walls can be whatever you want them to be. It doesn't matter if it's a sukkah's keva, as long as it's roi la'asos aroi. Fractosis vim tomer kem lo chashin ala shtei roi la'asos aroi. So since Fractosis were not choshesh for anything other than the fact that it's ru'uyelasosaroi, it could theoretically be a roi, even though you made it keva. So why do we say that rain is a simon klal b'chag? Why don't you just make, because the rain is coming into the sukkah, why isn't it mutter to take beams and connect them with nails, and this way there'll be no rain in the sukkah? And therefore rain won't be a siman klal anymore. It won't go into the sukkah. Midrabanan, it's going to be asur, because gzeiras tikra. So they're going to say it can be under your regular roof inside, that you can't, so therefore midrabanan, it's possible. Why d'oraisa do we say that it's a siman klal l'chag, if you're if you have the beams that are connected with nails? Since the whole vort is that the sukkah has to be ru'uya la'aroi, but if it's actually keva, it doesn't bother us. So that means that it's under 20 amos, and you can still make permanent beams, you can have permanent schach, because it's ru'uya. In theory, the sukkah is the height that it could be aroi. So why then does it bother us if we make the schach keva? Midoraisa, and for Tosfos, for Yishlomer, the Nehida lo chashin l'bidefonus. Yavad l'keva mikom akom b'schach hashikor asuka al shem aschach le'miskash v'adavid lo aroi. Yes, it's true that we're not choshish in the defonus if you make them keva. Nevertheless, the schach, which is the ikur suka, because the sukkah is called al shem aschach, it's only going to be kosher if you make it aroi. So it's mavur from Tosfos that from this yalfusa that you require a diras aroi, we learn two things. Number one, with respect to the schach, it has to be aroi mamish. And number two, with respect to the height, it has to be ro'i la'asos aroi. Therefore, it has to be under 20, but with respect to the schach, it has to be aroi mamish. V'advarim t'mu me'al, what's pshat in Tosfos? If the ikri yalfusa is coming to teach us that you need aroi mamish, me'echitesi, that the mechitzas have to be keva, the mechitzas can be keva. And lehefich, if the Elfus is telling us that it only has to be roi la'asos aroi, so why does it bother us? And then meaning it's telling us the height. Why does it bother us if the schach is keva? Ech anechem osim po pitzul ben din haschach leben din hamechitzot. Amrim shemechitzot rak ra'ui liot aroi. בשכח אומרים לא, חייב להיות הרעי בפועל. מה ההבדל? יש לנו רק אלפוסה אחת. מהי עבודה שלנו? בסוכות תשע ושבעת ימים. That all 7 days, you have to go out of your Diras Arai and go into Diras Kev and go into Diras Arai. So what's the pshat that we differentiate between the schach and the mechitzis? V'tzarech iyam. Now, on the ikar reason of Rava, that higher than 20 is possible because it has to be a Diras Arai, and the maskana we say that until 20 amas a person makes his Diras Arai. And therefore, even if he makes it a Diras Kev, he's also Yotze. We have to understand. If the Torah was makban on a Diras Arai, why is it Kshera if it's Roy Lasos Arai, but it's actually Kev? Torah is makban on Arai, then make it Arai, make it temporary. Now, according to Rashi in the Sugya, it's Pashat, it's not Shver at all. Because he says, Devada yesh b'chal keva roi v'rayasa ketora v'alken lokpita tora la roi ala shem shir lasis l'cha shir b'gofa shte yichol olam ura l'de yisaitis aroi. That included in keva is aroi, and this person did according to the Torah, and the Torah was only makbid. The Torah was not makbid on aroi just for the sake of the shear, to give you a shear of the height that it would be able to stand for 7 days with pegs that are aroi, that the height is that it has to be an aroi height. So that the Torah is not makbid according to Rashi an aroi kipshuto. The fact that Rashi wrote parenthetically that included in Keva is Aroi is difficult to understand. Why can't you just say that the Torah is makbid dafka on Aroi? But Al Kopanim Rashi says that the Torah is not makbid on Aroi. Aroi is included in Keva, and the whole Yafus is for the shear. We're just learning the shear of the Sukkah. And therefore, if you make a Diras Keva, you're also Yotze. Because there's no Din Aroi at all. Aroi is included in Keva, so you can make Mechitzah Shel Keva. The only Vord in Aroi, the only way the Aroi sneaks its way in, is to say it has to be a Shear of Aroi. But Aroi Kipshuto doesn't have to be. So therefore the Kasha that we ask is the Torah is Makban and Adiros Aroi. Why is it Kasha if it's only Roi Lasos Aroi? Because the answer is the Torah wasn't Makban and Adiros Aroi. Torah said it could be Keva. Aroi is included in Keva. So therefore, when you make it Aroi, it's also Kasher. And the only Chiddush of Aroi is that it's telling us a Shear. Because it's Pashat that the Sukkah, in other words, the Torah is not Makbid, that it should be Aroi. It can be Keva also, but certainly it could be Aroi. The only hakpada that it has to be aroi, because we don't mind if it's keva, is with respect to the shear of 20 amas. And therefore we can't ask, if the Torah is makbid on aroi, why is it kosher? If it's only roi lasos aroi, because the Torah isn't makbid on aroi, the Torah said it could be keva. And aroi is only for the shear gova. However, we see from a number of Rishonim, nishtvi Rashi. Look in Rabbeinu Chananel, who writes, ulamala michofam avadi diras kevehu, Veina diras aroi lefikach psula. Higher than 20 is a diras keva. It's not a diras aroi, and therefore it's pasul. So pashtus lashono is mashma that it's pasul because it's a diras keva, not a diras aroi. Higher than 20 is a diras keva, and not a diras aroi, and therefore it's pasul. So he holds that the yisod of the alfus of the limud, that it has to be a diras aroi, is not just a gilui in the shir gova sukkah, rather the Torah is makbid in a diras aroi. Abazai, if you bow the Torah is makbid in a diras aroi, so why can you make it a diras keva and make it a strong mechitzas under 20? And beforehand he writes, Shema mina diras aroi beinam. So we've seen that the Rabbeinu Chananel holds Kipshuto, that even the Maskana, we need a Diras Arai, and it's not only a Din in the Shir. Look in the Rif. Paskin's like Rava. And the reason Sukkah can't be higher than 20 Amis is because you need a Diras Arai. And he writes that if the Defanos are Magios L'Schach, Kol Shekein Dehavi L'Diras Keva, then certainly it's a Diras Keva. So according to Rashi, it's not Shayach to say Kol Shekein Inin Defanos Magios L'Schach, because according to Rashi, the Torah wasn't Makbar an Aroi at all. And the whole Yalfus is about the Shir. And therefore there's going to be no chilik between Tfanos Magios L'Schach and not Magios L'Schach, because Rashi isn't bothered by the notion of Keva. Tfanos Magios L'Schach makes it a Keva, because then you have good walls. But if you're making a distinction between Tfanos Magios L'Schach and not Magios L'Schach, so if the Schach is higher than 20 and the Tfanos aren't Magia, certainly if they are Magia, it's no good, because that makes it into a Diras Keva. So according to Rashi, Rashi isn't bothered. If it's a Diras Keva, so he's not going to say Kol Shekein Lenin Tfanos Magios L'Schach. That's worse, because that's Keva. According to Rashi, the Torah wasn't Makbar and Aroi at all. The whole Yalfus is for the Shir. Shir of the Schach. So it doesn't matter the Fanos Magios, Lo Magios. Ain't Avdel. And therefore it's Pashat that according to the Rif, you need a Diras Arai Mamish. And therefore you can say that if the Schach is higher than 20, it's no good. And if the Fanos are Magios, the Schach, it's even worse. It's Mamish Keva. You see that he also requires a roi. So it comes out then, according to the Rif, certainly according to Ben Chananel, that higher than 20 amos is possible because it's a diras keva. And they hold that the Torah was makbid on a diras arai, which is the pashut way we would probably learn the Gemara, if not for Rashi. And it's not just a din and shir, but the Torah is mamish makbid and diras arai. And therefore, according to them, we have to understand the maskanas haGemara that lamata michaf, when you make it a diras keva, you're yotze. If the mechitzas are kvuos, you need a diras arai. And look in the Rabbeinu Chananel behem sheikh tvarav, eshrak tazay, aval lamata michaf ama, etc. But under 20 amas, even though afal gaf, the Avod Leme ain't Diras Keva, Nami Nafik, even though you make it like a Diras Keva, you're still Yotze. So he was Medakdek, and he was Mishanami Loshana Gemara. And he writes, the Avod Leme ain't Diras Keva. You're making it like a Diras Keva. And it would appear that he was Mechavein to be Mevar this very matter. What's the Pshat? Less than 20, it's a Diras Keva. Biken Zayin. So he's explaining that even if it's less than 20, you're Mekayim the Din of Aroi. And if you make Mechitzas Shel Barzel, it's only Me'ein Diras Keva. It's not an actual Diras Keva. It's a Me'ein Diras Keva. But it's still included in Diras Aroi. That Gufa we have to understand. Mehechi Tesi, that it's only Me'ein Keva if you make Mechitza Shel Barzel. Not Me'ein Keva, it's Keva. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's Nishkin Olam Haba. Not Me'ein Keva, it's Keva. So what's Pshat the Rabbeinu Chananel that it's only Me'ein Diras Keva if you make Mechitza Shel Barzel lower than 20? Petzarech Iyun. So Mitzvah Shem, now that we have established the Kasha, trying to understand Pshat and the Rishonim who learned that it has to be a Diras Aroi, how Mechitza Shel Barzel work, and understanding Pshat and Tosis will make this distinction between the Schach that has to be Aroi Mamish and the Mechitzas can be Keva. That is our arbit, that is our work for the next segment of this shiur, and we should all be zoche lilmod ulelameit lishmor velasu so lekaimis kol divrei salmu torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.